you know, I've organized them into years and then months from that.
In a small house in West Miami-Dade, Tim Chapman has nearly filled his guest bedroom with cardboard storage boxes.
I'll show you a couple of years.
Tim estimates that he's shot upwards of 750,000 frames in his 40-year career with the Miami Herald. He's obsessively archived photos, negatives, slides, even old newspapers. And now, piled maybe 7 feet high, are teetering cardboard box walls that contain photos of some of the biggest events in South Florida history.
This is Marielle, right here, the first slide.
Tim holds up a color slide of an iconic photo he took during the Marielle boat lift in 1980. On a box off to the side is a newspaper with another one of Tim's most famous photographs on the front page. In 1978, he was one of the first journalists to arrive on the scene of the mass suicide in Jonestown, Guyana.
I didn't tell anybody it was leaving. I just went to the airport, and my wife at the time called. That's probably why she's not my wife anymore, you know. She called for me to bring some milk home. And one of the photographers said, well, Ms. Chapman, he's in South America.
When you hear Tim Chapman's stories, he starts to sound part photojournalist, part action hero. In documenting foreign affairs, he's had guns pointed at him. A helicopter he was in was shot down. But arguably the most important history he's documented is right back in Miami during the city's formative years.
It's the prepubescent to loss of innocence to dysfunctional adult period that Tim has in his collection.
Filmmaker Billy Corbin directed the documentary Cocaine Cowboys. He's the only person that Tim has ever let go through his entire archive. Tim was the photographer for the Miami Vice era. He's legendary for living with a police scanner on his hip. In 1980, Tim overheard on the scanner that a fire rescue truck with a ladder was needed at the Mutiny Hotel, ground zero for Cocaine Cowboys.
And what had happened was is that these two guys had rented a very expensive 10th floor suite and spent days on end freebasing cocaine. And they got bugged out and paranoid, and they filled the giant, beautiful tub with cash and lit it on fire for some reason.
The two guys, one of them half naked, were attempting to climb down the side of the building balcony by balcony. Tim got there in time to photograph much of the descent, thanks to his famous police scanner and his infamous driving.
He was known to drive on sidewalks, to drive across lawns. So there were people who just wouldn't get in a car with him.
Author Carl Hyacin is a longtime friend of Tim Chapman. They worked together starting in the 70s. Hyacin says Tim is a rare mix. He's a grizzly bear when it comes to getting the shot, and yes, there are stories of those who got in the way. But Tim also understood he was documenting something unique.
It's rare when you have a photographer who spends his entire career in one city, and even more rare if it's the place where he grew up. And so this is an archive that's invaluable.
The police scanner, the questionable driving habits, and the general rabidity made Tim the right guy at the right time to document a particularly gritty part of Miami's history, all of which is stored in his spare bedroom.
In this room are the events that shaped Miami-Dade County and actually the hemisphere, whether it be the Cuban Exodus or Jonestown, Guyana, and this needs to be saved for our history.
Tim's planning on moving to the Keys, where he spent years hand-building a house to withstand 300-mile-per-hour winds. What that house cannot handle is the space it takes to store the Chapman archives. So here's the deal, Tim says. If there's an institution that's willing to store and ideally help digitize this collection, he will gladly donate the entire thing. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.